Canton Mayor Bill Shearer is reassuring immigrants concerned about immigrations and customs enforcement operations. Unconfirmed rumors of such activity prompted a protest in the city Thursday. Shearer says in a statement, Canton is not a sanctuary city, but members of the immigrant community are scared to leave their homes, take their children to school, or attend places of worship. He also says his administration will not engage in or support deportation of individuals who have not committed violent crimes. Shearer says there is no coordination between ICE and Canton Police, and there have been no ICE raids in the city. Immigrants who are victims of crime are encouraged to report it to police. The federal government has no obligation to alert the city before carrying out raids. The last two defendants in a kidnapping and assault case in Canton have learned their punishment. 46-year-old Tyson Dean of Alliance was sentenced Thursday by Stark County Common Pleas Judge Kristen Farmer to 4 to 5.5 years in prison. He pleaded guilty in December to charges of felonious assault and failure to comply. 35-year-old Cassandra Cheek of Canton was handed 10 to 12.5 years. January 13th, she pleaded guilty to reduced charges of abduction, as well as felonious assault, cocaine possession, and aggravated drug possession. 33-year-old Jermaine Taylor of Canton was sentenced in December to 15 to 19 years in prison after pleading guilty to cocaine trafficking, cocaine possession, abduction, assault, and having weapons under disability. A man and woman were held in the basement of Taylor's home on Clark Avenue Southwest from July 10th to July 12th. They were beaten with a baseball bat and a pistol. Taylor and Cheek mistakenly believed the victims had snitched on them. Two people are jailed on charges resulting from a large fight during a Canton Middle School basketball game. Police responded Thursday night to the Steam Academy at Hartford Middle School on 3rd Street Southeast. While they attempted to disperse an unruly crowd, 34-year-old Bradley Smith of Canton Township allegedly tried to gouge an officer's eyes out, cutting his face. Smith also is accused of trying to take items off the officer's belt and resisting orders to put his hands behind his back. The officer was treated at the hospital. Smith was charged with felonious assault, aggravated robbery, resisting arrest, obstructing official business, and failure to disperse. 24-year-old Aisha Mathis of Canton allegedly attempted to make a crowd hostile toward police, causing several to strike officers. She refused orders to leave and reportedly yelled at and taunted officers. Mathis was charged with aggravated riot, disorderly conduct, and obstructing official business. The incident is under investigation. Unemployment is up slightly in Stark County. Ohio Job and Family Services reports the December jobless rate was 4.6%. It was 4.1% the previous month. In December 2023, the figure was 3.3%. In Carroll County, joblessness increased to 4.7%. Columbiana County's rate rose to 4.8%. In Mahoning County, it was up to 5.2%, while Portage County's unemployment increased to 4.4%. Ohio's jobless rate rose to 4.4%. An unattended candle in an attached garage is getting the blame for a fire that gutted a Canton home. Fire officials say it was on a dresser at the Union Avenue Southwest address. A woman was living in the garage. Three people escaped unharmed. One woman was hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries. The house will be torn down. Four new separate lawsuits from East Palestine area residents have been leveled at Norfolk Southern. They claim the railroad's cost-cutting measures factored into the 2023 derailment and chemical spill in the village. The suits were filed in Youngstown Federal Court. Each suit seeks damages exceeding $75,000 and a jury trial. A dog kennel in East Palestine alleges they were forced to relocate from their longtime home. A Doberman breeding and training facility in neighboring Darlington, Pennsylvania, claims the derailment cut off access to their business and prompted them to move. They also allege the accident resulted in deaths and deformities among puppies. The owners of 85 rental properties in the village claim they suffered large losses and an uptick in vacancies. Manufacturer Unity Tube alleges the derailment left them short-staffed and hurt their customer base. A home near Columbiana is a total loss after flames swept through it Thursday night. Firefighters responded to an address on Roberts Road in Fairfield Township around 6 p.m. No one was home. Officials say an excavator was brought in to help put out hotspots. The cause is under investigation by the State Fire Marshal's Office. Not guilty of all charges. That's the verdict at the trial of a Boardman man accused of sexually assaulting a young girl over a three-year period. 55-year-old Robert Baxa was indicted last year on 18 counts, including rape, sexual battery, and gross sexual imposition. Prosecutors said he abused a girl in 2020 when she was 10. The alleged activity continued until she was 13. A jury in Mahoning County Common Pleas Court acquitted Baxa Thursday. His trial began Monday. The Mahoning County Grand Jury has indicted two men accused of participating in a string of robberies. 34-year-old Shane Adams and 31-year-old Tylen Fairchild are each charged with two counts of robbery. Fairchild also faces a count of failure to comply. The pair allegedly held up gas stations in Austintown and Canfield. The robberies occurred on the mornings of January 2nd and 3rd. The men were arrested in Youngstown January 3rd following a chase involving the highway patrol. Adams and Fairchild also are believed to have robbed a pizza shop in Liberty Township. The Trumbull County case has not yet been heard by a grand jury. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.